As Though at Sea by Muckamuck, read by Chestnut Philly. This podfic is a gift for Nozomi in return for a donation to a United States abortion fund. I half think I know you already, my lady, Lothuriel said, then blushed at her temerity. Eowyn clicked her tongue against her teeth, perhaps disapproving, perhaps speaking to her horse. King Eomer speaks of you with great favor. And then there were the stories. The shield maiden who had struck down the unslayable, the hero of the Pelennor, the white lady of Rohan and Gondor, the most beautiful daughter of men in Middle-earth. Still, Eowyn did not answer, and Lothuriel glanced back the way they'd come. Her carriage and escort were already well out of sight, and she wondered how far they would go. Have I done aught to offend you, my lady? Nay. That marked the first word Eowyn had said to her since asking her on this excursion, and almost the first in 2 days since she'd met Lothuriel's company at the border. It seemed, for a time, all the answer Eowyn would give, but then she turned, expression fierce, and said, "Yet I fear for you." Lothuriel looked down, fixing her eyes on the ears of her sorrel mare. After months of lessons, she still rode her uneasily, unused to split skirts and riding astride. Again she wondered if it were true that the women of Rohan birthed their children on horseback, and what might be expected of her. Finally, she said, "You need not concern yourself, my lady. I am not my mother." To flee her homeland when foreign ways became too much and war loomed. Nor my aunt. To pine away to nothing for want of the sea. The sea. Would she ever hear it again? "So your father has told my brother," Eowyn said, her voice colorless, but a softness about her eyes betraying concern. "But your maidens told mine a different tale. They say you have left behind more than a city and a home." So that was it. "I am not otherwise pledged, nor my heart engaged," she said, and did not regret the lie. She had left Nime behind, parting from her as a friend. That seeing a woman riding with the wind, resilient as steel and shining like white gold, had stolen Lothuriel's breath, and that in the 2 days since she had never quite got it back, did not count towards the question. "So careful with your words, my lady. Truly you will be shocked by the sons of Eorl." Eowyn seemed not to move, but her horse edged against Lothuriel's until their ankles brushed under their skirts. And the daughters. Heat crept into Lothuriel's face, and she dipped her head. Yet when she looked up, sliding her gaze sideways, Eowyn was smiling. This has been As Though at Sea, written by Muckamuck and read by Chestnut Pod. If you would like to leave a comment for the author, please visit archiveofourown.org/works/3674888. Thank you for listening.